Okay, let us pay homage to the Buddha first. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato samma sambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato samma sambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato samma sambuddhassa. Today's talk also related with four foundations of mindfulness. In a forest, there live many monkeys. So the hunters, in order to catch monkeys, the hunters set up trap of pitch. Pitch is the black and sticky things. So the the hunters set up a trap of pitch, and those monkeys who are not foolish and who are not greedy, when see that trap, try to avoid it. But there is a monkey who is stupid, foolish, and greedy for food. Approach that trap. So he sees it. Because the above, on top of that patch is covered with frequent food. Then the monkey approach it and try to catch the food with one hand. And one of his hand get caught. Because that patch is very sticky. Then he think, I will free my hand. So he sees with another hand, with his other hand, and both hand get caught. And he think to himself, I will free both of my hands. So he use one of his foot and sees it and get caught again. And he think, I will free my two hands and one foot. And he sees it with one of other foot. Then both hands, both feet are caught. Then he said, I will free both my hand, my feet. Then he sees, then he apply his head on that trap of pitch and get caught. So his 5 points were caught, and he end up in suffering, cannot release himself. Then a hunter came, and hunter can do what he want to do to that monkey. So Buddha say, if a monk stray outside one's own resort, he will meet with disaster like the monkey. What is outside a monk's resort? So if a monk stray outside his own resort, his own domain, and step in other people's domain, then he will meet with this such disaster. So now the question is, what is other people's domain? What is that? In our daily life, what when you step into others' domain, then you meet with disaster. But if you move in your own resort and your own domain, you will never meet with disaster. Because the monkey stray outside his own domain. That's why he meet with disaster. So the Buddha said, the five courts of sensual pleasures, the sensually enticing form, the sensually enticing sound, the sensually enticing smell, and the sensually enticing taste, and the sensually enticing tangible objects are the five courts of sensual pleasures that belong to other people. The belong is not your domain, it's other people's domain. So if any of us whose mind are get caught in this agreeable form, sound, smell, taste and tangible, then their mind will meet with, or their mind will be beset by greed, hatred, delusion, jealousy, irritation, remorse, and so on. Therefore, in order to free oneself from all this suffering, we must move in our own resort, our own domain. What is our domain? The four foundations of mindfulness is our domain, our resort. So what is this four foundations of mindfulness? Number one, contemplation of body, which we have practiced just now, this morning. When your mind is kept in the body, so the greedy eye will not chase after agreeable form. The greedy ear will not chase after agreeable sound, smell, taste, tangible, and so on. Because your mind is focused inside, within. Your mind is kept inside the body. This is one, contemplation of body. So you contemplate four elements in the body and see the non-self nature of four elements. And the second contemplation is contemplation of feelings. Contemplation of feelings is very important. Therefore, it becomes one of the foundations. Why? Why is it so important? Why contemplation of feeling is so important? Because feeling, especially pleasant feeling, activate craving. Because of the pleasant feeling, we want more and more. This is called craving. And craving is the origin of all sufferings. It's the second noble truth, the origin of all suffering, which must be removed in order to attain eternal peace. Therefore, if you do not know how to contemplate your pleasant feeling, you will end up in craving. You will get caught in craving, and craving is never satiable. Once you satisfy one craving, you want another. Just like when you earn 10,000, you say not enough, I want to earn 15,000. When you get 15,000, you want 20,000. Because the nature of craving is never satiable. You cannot get satisfaction. You want more and more. So since pleasant feeling activates craving, Therefore, we must contemplate feeling so that that pleasant feeling will not develop into craving. Craving will bring you suffering. So apart from body, we must contemplate feeling. Contemplate it as impermanent until it disappears, then craving will not arise. And if we do not know how to contemplate feeling throughout our life, then we develop more and more craving, and gradually it shapes our character. We become a greedy person. We become more and more lustful, to the extent that whenever craving arises, we just cannot let go, because we have no mental strength. We never develop mental strength. Then how to let go of that craving? Okay. So the third foundation of mindfulness is different states of mind. Different states of mind become the object of our contemplation, but different to in order to know one's mind. In order to contemplate one's mind is very, very difficult. Therefore, I have seen so many advanced meditators who have practiced years, and yet they don't know how to contemplate their mind. Let's say I give you a question. Let's say you feel sorrow. Sorrow is a state of mind. If you do not know how to contemplate that sorrow, how are you going to escape from sorrow? Tell me how. Now I'm sorrowful, and yet I do not know how to contemplate sorrow. Then I cannot escape from the sorrow. I will keep on sorrowing, keep on feeling sorrow. Then all the Dhamma you have learned never help you. What for? You learn so many years Dhamma, because the Dhamma cannot help you, cannot help you to escape from the sorrow. Then what's the point learning the Dharma? Therefore, you must learn, no matter how, you must learn how to contemplate your different state of mind. So in order to escape yourself from the sorrow, lamentation, depression, stress, you must learn to see it objectively, not subjectively. See it as a state of the mind. Understand sabbe sankhara anicca. Understand all formations are impermanent. Sorrow will not last long. Sorrow will last long only when you grasp it as my sorrow. When you grip or grasp it as my sorrow, how can sorrow leave you? Because you grasp it so firmly, it's mine. You yourself don't want to let go of it. Therefore, sorrow also cannot say goodbye to you. So in order to free yourself from all mental defilements, mental corruptions, mental suffering, you have to depersonalize or disidentify all mental state as myself. Just mentally say, not a self, not myself. Sorrow does not belong to me. Mentally say it 100 times. Until you feel it become lessen, and disappear. Then you free yourself from sorrow. One time you win over your mental state, you got the confidence. Next time you come again, I tackle you at the same way. Then gradually you will become more skillful, and your practice will become more mature. Okay, then lastly, is all the mental state, all the mental phenomena, Dhamma Vipassana, contemplation of all mental phenomena. All mental phenomena including five hindrances of restlessness. Some people, when the mind gets restless, he doesn't know how to contemplate. Then he don't like that restlessness. Or some people, they get drowsy, he doesn't know how to contemplate drowsiness. Then he said, I don't like this drowsy, I don't like this drowsy. Whether you like it or you do not like it, you will meet with drowsiness. Therefore, you must learn how to deal with them skillfully. Only then you can taste the freedom of the Dharma. The Dharma only got one taste, the taste of freedom. Freedom from the bondage. So, Dhamma Vipassana, mental phenomena, including the five hindrances, restlessness, drowsiness, then greed, resentment, and doubt. Doubt, especially, very strongly rooted in the Westerner's mind. Asian has less doubt because Asian based on faith. Those who have faith, less doubt. Those who have no faith will meet with doubt. So all this mental state, when arise, you must know how to contemplate. You must know how to deal with them skillfully. Only then you can escape from their attack. These are Dhamma Vipassana. So these four foundations of mindfulness are your resort, which you can rely on. Buddha said, make yourself your own island. Do not rely on others. What is your island? The four foundations of mindfulness is your island. You can rely on it, on them. Not rely on others. So if you move, if you only move in your own resort, you are secure. You will not meet with disaster like the monkey. So this is the benefit of practicing four foundations of mindfulness. Let me give speak some Chinese. So next time we will do retreat, pure English, another one pure Chinese. If not, I get very tired. I get tired because English, I want to talk long, not enough time, because I have to talk Chinese. So it's very tired for me. Okay. So 今天要讲的也是四念处, 在没讲之前呢, 让我讲一个故事, 在这个, 在一座森林里面呢, 有住了很多猴子。 那些猎人呐，想要捕捉猴子呢，他就设了一个陷阱。这个陷阱是用沥青，就是黑色黑油啊，沥青做的。然后沥青的上面呢，它铺上了香喷喷的食物。那聪明的猴子，聪明又不贪吃的猴子呢，看到了这个陷阱就会避开。但是有一只很笨的猴子，很愚蠢的猴子呢，又贪吃的猴子呢，看到那个食物，看不到沥青啊，他只看到食物罢了哈，所以他就冲上去，用一只手抓住那个食物，结果沥青就粘住了他的手。他想我要摆脱这只手，所以他用另外一只手去抓，结果两只手都被粘住了。他要摆脱这两只手呢，他就用另外一只脚去抓那个沥青，结果两只手一只脚粘住了。要摆脱这三个呢，他又再用另外一只脚抓住那个沥青，结果两只手两只脚全部被沥青粘住了。最后他说，我用我的头去摆脱我的双脚跟双手，所以他用他的头去顶撞那个沥青呢，结果他头也被粘住了。所以五个 points 啊，五个地方被粘住了，头、双手、双脚。当他这猴子这样被粘住的时候，猎人就出来了， 猎人就可以把他绑起来，然后猎人就可以做他要怎么对待这个猴子呢？就是猎人他有自由怎么去对待这个猴子了，那猴子就要听这个猎人的，受这个猎人的鞭打或者折磨等等啊。所以佛陀说，同样的啊，当一个人呐、他离开了自己的领域，离开了自己的领域、自己的范围，而跑去别人的领域、别人的范围的话呢，就会遇到像猴子这样的情况，被人家摆布了。那佛陀又问：什么是别人的领域？什么是自己的范围呢？自己的领域呢？好、别人的领域呢，就是这个五尘呢、色尘啊，漂亮的色尘，漂亮的身尘，漂亮的香尘，漂亮的味尘，漂亮的迷人的触尘，温柔的柔的触尘，这五尘色香味色身香味触，这五尘呢、迷人的漂亮的色身香味触，这五尘呢是别人的领域。如果你走进去这五个别人的领域的话呢，你就会遇到痛苦。所以佛陀说，你要不要走进别人的领域，你要守在你自己的领域。什么是自己的领域呢？四念处，四念处就是自己的领域啊。四念处呢，包括身念处、受念处、心念处跟法念处。身念处我们今天早上已经学习过了哈，身念处就是把你的注意力放在自己的身体里面，不管是呼吸也好，四大也好，当你的心念呢、放在自己的身体的时候呢，你就不会跑到别人的领域去了。同样的，当你的心念呢放在自己的这个感受上，感受呢有三种感受：乐受、苦受、不苦不乐受，这个叫受念处。这个受念处呢是非常重要的一个修行法门。为什么呢？啊，因为受，尤其是乐受啊，乐受可以带动贪爱。当你眼睛看到一个漂亮的，哇，你感觉到很舒服过后，你就会带动那个贪爱的。同样的，当你的舌头尝到很好的味道的时候，你就会带动你的贪爱，就想多吃啊。当你的耳朵听到迷人的声音啊，你就感到乐受，因为那个乐受呢就带动贪爱，你就会贪爱那个声音了。所以呢，不要让我们的心呐、被贪爱，克服的话呢，我们就要懂得关照乐受。好，乐受升起来的时候，我们要关照它为无常、无常、苦的啊、无我的。啊，我已经教过很多次了哈。如果你们要详细的知道，你要上网听我的 talk。今天时间太短，没有办法讲到完哈。你就观察无常、无常、苦、无我等等，但是要做到这方面非常的难。为什么呢？因为当你心中有乐受的时候啊，下意识的你就希望它长的、长的、长的。你要观无常很难呐、因为你的 subconscious 呢希望它长啊，因为你要享受嘛。人生就是很多人生出来就是要享受。所以呢，要观乐受无常比较难，要观苦受无常比较容易啊。因为苦受本来就是不讨人喜欢的，所以你心中都很喜欢它，快点离开，所以你观无常你就观得很舒服啊。你要观乐受无常是比较难一点啊。好，但是你不观的话呢，它会带动啊贪爱，那贪爱是一切痛苦的来源呢、是极圣地，苦集灭道。贪爱是极圣地，如果你不观贪爱，如果你不观乐受，乐受带动贪爱呢，你就会受贪爱的压迫而痛苦。 所以呢，观受是一个很重要的法门。那第三个观法呢，是观心。心有各种各样的心嘛，贪心、嗔心、痴心啊，妒忌心，跟人家比较的心啊，我慢的心、好胜的心，这种种心一生起来呢，如果不懂得观的话呢，就会受这个心的欺骗。所有的心都是假的，假象、虚幻的。但是你不观它的时候呢，你就以为它是真的，你就被它骗了。当你如实的去观它的时候，你就觉得，哎，你一观它就不见了。你说它是真吗？真的怎么又这么快就不见呢？你说它假吗？假的，刚才它又真的在那边。好，所以你不观，你不知道它是不真实的。所以当你观了过后呢，哦，这个好胜的心升起了，你观他好胜心，哎，看着他，他被你看到他都不好意思，所以他离开了，不见了，哎，你就觉得，哎，刚才那个好胜心好像没了，所以他是无常的。同样的，我们的痛苦也是一个新的境界啊，我们的悲伤，我们的快乐，悲伤，尤其是悲伤啊，我们要观它为无常，不是我的。如果你心中有悲伤的话呢，你不观的话呢，你一定把悲伤当作是我的，我的悲伤，我的悲伤，我在痛苦。当你把这个悲伤当作是我的，你没有办法解脱悲伤，因为你已经握紧了它是我的悲伤，我的悲伤，悲伤怎么能够离你而去呢？啊，所以你要观它不是我的，只是一个境，一个境而已，一个因缘，依靠因缘而升起的一个境界，因缘灭它就跟着灭去了。啊，当你这样观的话呢，你就不会，你就不会捉紧这个悲伤是我的。啊，这个就是四念处怎么帮助你解脱痛苦啊，只是你不要忘失，你不要忘掉你的正念。啊，你忘掉你的正念的话呢，你就是离开了你的领域，跑进去别人的领域了，那你就会受到那个猴子的遭遇了。啊，那最后一个呢是法念处，法念处的范围比较广，包括五盖、贪爱、嗔恨、调举，调举，然后这个昏沉跟这个疑。等等哈，这五盖升起来呢，虽然它是障碍我们智慧的，啊，五盖是障碍我们的智慧，障碍我们的定力的，但是呢，它也是成为我们观照的目标。只是很多人当五盖升起来的时候，他就讨厌他们，结果呢，忘记怎么观照了。当你忘记有四念了哈，四掉正念的话呢，你就会成为这五盖的牺牲品了。啊，所以呢，一定要念念分明啊，四念处就是你的正念呐，要守在这四个领域。哪四个领域呢？你的身体、你的感受、你各种心念以及法上。只要你的正念呢守在这四个领域上呢，你就是安全的了，你就是。安全，你可以解脱，你可以自由了。好，谢谢。Next question.
我们现在是 Q&A session， 问题你回答。So， 我们会先，回答黄宇的问题。就这里有两个主要的问题，一个问题是，请问三位，如果身体只是四大组合的话，那我们的意识住在哪里？是什么让我们生死轮回？
我们的意识住在那里啊？这根据阿毗达摩呢，我们的意识是住在这个心脏里面的血液里面啊，心脏里面有血。我们的意识住在心脏血液里面，但是心脏也是四大，血液也是四大， 血液呢有这个水大比较显著，所有身体的每一个部分都是四大组成的，只是某一个地方其中一个大比较明显，那血液里面呢水大比较明显，所以我们的意识是住在血液里面。好，生死什么？
第二个问题是，如果每一个人的五蕴都一样的话，那么我们会住在，那么为什么我们会住在自己的身体，而不住在别人的身体？
另外一个，刚才他讲了生死啊，
是什么让我们生死轮回？
是什么让我们生死轮回呀？很简单，无明、贪爱，这是两个轮回的根本。无明 ignorance 跟贪爱 craving， 什么是无明呢？不了知是圣地是无明。那什么是不了知是圣地呢？你回家找书，或者你听我的 talk 啊，因为我已经讲了很多了啊，讲到没有办法再讲了啊，回去听我的 talk。 无明跟贪爱是使众生轮回的最大 root cause 根本因。那来到这个世界有什么意义啊？一点意义都没有。那为什么要来呢？无明跟贪爱带我们来，没有办法。无明贪爱带我们来，我们来到这个世界就是为了克制这个无明跟贪爱，唯一的意义。唯一的意义呢，就是要对治这个无明跟贪爱。那你成功的对治了无明跟贪爱的时候呢，你就可以出来弘法度众生了。啊，在还没有成功的对治无明与贪爱的时候呢，最好是一边修一边弘法，不要只是弘法，不懂得修自己，不懂得克制自己的无明跟贪爱。啊，很多人就问我生活有什么意义，我说一点意义都没有。只有两个意义，第一个克制无明跟贪爱，第二个帮助别人，只有这两个意义，不然我找不到生活有什么意义。但是在还没有彻底的解脱之前呢，啊 ，we try our best to help others. This is the meaning of life. This is how I interpret life.
第二个问题，如果每一个人的都一样的话，为什么我们会住在自己的身体，而不住在别人的身体呢？
我们的五蕴那里会一样，名字是一样啊。你有色身色受想行识，我也有色受想行识啊。这个名字是一样，但是我们的这个里面的内涵不一样啊。比如说色受想行识，色受想行识识的。有时候识包括所有的心念嘛，有的人呢，他的心念，比较多，怎么讲呢？他比较多不善念，有的人呢比较多善念，对吗？有的人比较多心比较往恶那方面，有的人心比较往善那方面。所以你也有心念，我也有心念，但是你的心念跟我的心念怎么是一样呢？所以虽然你有五蕴，我也有五蕴，但是我们的五蕴是不一样的。有修行人的五蕴跟平常人的五蕴是不一样的，名字是一样，四大是一样，但是比如说我的四大，有修行人的四大也会败坏嘛，但是因为我有修行，我对这个败坏不会放在心里。但是对一个没有修行的人，这个身体一败坏呢，他就伤感忧愁苦恼，所以怎么会一样呢？反应都不一样了 ，OK， 所以你的五蕴呢，你自己管；我的五蕴，我自己管 ，OK。
Slightly, I have nine pieces of paper. So always English questions. The first one: When we meditate in lying down posture, which element is best to observe? Wind or earth element?
I think earth element. When you lie down flat, your body touch with the floor. Whether your floor is soft or hard, soft and hard belong to earth element. So you can contemplate earth element more.
Sai Lei, some profound insight struck me during lunch dinner just now. What are the results of offering food not donated by me to renunciates?
Not to?
What are the results of offering food not donated by me to the renunciates? That is to the yogis.
I don't understand the question.
I think the question is because we were sharing marriage just now, so sister were reading the list of donors, right? Mm. So I think the question is, if I'm not one of the donors, right, so what is the result of that?
Transfer of marriage. Okay. Although the food is not donated by you, if you can rejoice, rejoice in other people's generosity, you have the merit. Okay, so this is the result. So you think, I rejoice in other people's merit, although I do not give any money. And also you can add in, today I keep 5 precepts, today I meditate. So all this meritorious thing you add in together, then transfer merit. This, therefore, we ask, invite everybody come down. Although you are not a donor, we want you to rejoice. We want to give you extra merit. This is the reason.
Why is it when I sit cross-legged, my legs itch and is painful? How do I meditate successfully in such situation?
To avoid pain is not possible. Huh? Pain, whenever you come for meditation, there are 3 good friends will follow you forever. Forever. Even me too. Number one is pain. When you have the body, you have the pain. Buddha, although he attained Buddhahood, he still have pain. Because this body comes from past life. The pain is resultant. The body is result from our karma. So the pain will follow the body whenever you go. Even you become arahant, you still have the pain. But arahant has no mental pain. They have physical pain. So to avoid physical pain is not possible. Please bear in mind. Then you will not feel disappointed when you have pain. You think others have no pain. Others feel the pain as you feel. But we are used to it already. Used to it. And sometimes your mind get concentrated, the pain will not disturb you only. Okay. So this morning I will share with you one way to deal with the pain. See the element. Instead of seeing pain as pain, see what element cause that sensation. Maybe extra or excessive hardness, or excessive water element, or excessive wind element, and so on. So try to investigate with interest. Now, with interest, you feel it very interesting, what elements inside, then gradually you will forget the pain. Or if you feel that the pain is too severe, you cannot bear, we also think of your comfort. Therefore, we put a lot of chair behind, so you can go and sit on a chair. One of my American students, she's very fat. She always complains, pain. I say, okay, why not you sit on a chair? You know, sit on a chair, then you will free yourself from the pain. Then he said, no. I'm only 40 over. I'm not old age. I'm not old lady. I'm not going to sit on the chair. So she's very stubborn. She said, no, sitting on a chair is for old age people. No, I don't think so. Many Americans sit on the chair, also attain jhana. So sitting on a chair is not a hindrance. If you have the pain, physical pain, or you have injury, please go, feel free to sit on a chair. Then solve your problem.
Sayang, I am quite new to Theravadin meditation. The meditation that I usually join is led by Mahayana Venerable. As I know most of the Mahayanese meditation teacher very concerned about some stretching exercise before and after meditation to calm our body and mind before and after meditation. The Theravadin meditation concerned about these two.
This is different. Theravada usually do not emphasize this stretching. But we give time for you to stretch yourself outside. Because in the hall, there's a Buddha statue. For the sake of respect to the Buddha, we do want to do exercise in front of the Buddha. We think it's the real Buddha in front of us. So if we stretch in the hall, Theravadin feel that it's very disrespectful to the Buddha. This is the reason why we do not do exercise in the hall. But outside the hall, you can do it on your own. Whatever stretch yoga or qigong you want to do, you feel free to do. And I highly recommend you do yoga. If you are a meditator, better you do yoga, because yoga stretching can ease a lot of pain. And the stretching can hold your body, your sitting posture for a long time. So in America, all meditators know how to do yoga. They must have one section, 1 hour yoga exercise to ease the pain. So you can do, all the exercise out of the former sitting.
This is a continuation. I found that it is quite hard to concentrate at the beginning while observing the four elements. So can I practice some stretching to prepare myself before meditation and after meditation? Is there any effect if I practice or not practice this before and after meditation?
To me, whether you practice or not practice, I don't think the stretching will help your meditation. Or you can do walking before you come in to sit. Also can. Important is to control the mind, not the stretching. If you can control your mind to keep your mind focused on the body, whatever posture is okay. But if you do not know how to keep the mind in the body, and the mind always go out the body, then even you do stretching wouldn't help you. Help the body, but it wouldn't help your concentration. So you must know the key words, key point. The key words is keep the mind in the body. If you whatever posture, walking, sitting, stretching, lying down, eating, if you can keep the mind in the body, this is meditation. If you do not know how to keep the mind in the body, even you sit on the cushion, you are not meditating. This is the key word. So stretching or not stretching, to me, not so important. Stretching is to ease the body only.
Dear Sayari, numbness and the following tingling sensations I observe as wind element because of the movement or its worry. This word, not very clear. Or its worry nature when it subsided. Is my observation correct?
If your question is not clear, how am I going to answer? We can ask anyone who read this question to clarify.
Who wrote this question?
Say it again. The whole. They're going away in a wave.
Yeah.
Okay. Then you say what worry or what?
Maybe reread this question. Yeah, now that I know what the sister is trying to say. Numbness and the following tingling sensations I observe as wind element because of the movement or its wavy nature, when it subsided. Is my observation correct?
Okay, good. Good, very good. It's also one type of impermanency. To show you, nothing is static. When it's static, it's permanent. When you can feel like waving, it means it's impermanent. It's always moving. Motion is impermanent state of mind. It's correct. Very good.
Second question here is, tightness or pain in the shoulder also observed as wind element because of its pressing nature. Is this correct?
Okay, yes.
Sayale, does using or focusing one meditation method like Anapanasati meditation be sufficient to adhere arahantship? I think it's to obtain arahantship. If yes, why are there so many methods of meditation techniques exist?
Okay. Before I answer you, let me ask you one question. One food tofu. If lunch we offer only one tofu, can it satisfy everyone or not? Yes or no? No, right? That's why one method cannot satisfy anyone. Because different person have different inclination. I don't like tofu. I like vegetable. I like carrot. I like tomato. So one food cannot satisfy anyone. Everyone. One food cannot satisfy everyone. Therefore, we must offer varieties. Buddha, using his wisdom, he understand different person have different inclination. And not everyone can practice Anapanasati well. For some people, when they breathe in, breathe out, they never feel the air one. There's no air. This person, if you ask him to practice Anapanasati, gradually he will left Buddhism. I don't want to practice anymore. Because he end up in suffering. I have no air. How am I going to practice? Therefore, Anapanasati, although can lead to arahant, but it does not suit everyone. It does not suit everyone. And we need different dishes. We need different method. Some people, they like loving kindness meditation. Metta, loving kindness meditation. When he practice Anapana, he always end up in agitation. But when he practices loving kindness, he feels good and he is progressing well. Therefore, if I only teach Anapana, then many people will end up in agitation if this method is not suitable for him. This is the reason we offer you varieties. You choose what is most suitable for you.
Sayade, when I practice Anapanasati, there are a lot of sensations on and beneath my face. How do I proceed to go beyond these sensations?
You just ignore it. First you a lot of sensation, then you note what element. Then after that, then you go to the body. When you go to the body, then the body also become more sensation will pop up. But if you keep on staying on the face, more and more sensation pop up, then you cannot handle it. Therefore, you don't have to focus on one part. Keep on moving. So that the sensation on that part will not become too strong. When you move your attention down, forget the face, then down, then the sensation will become less. Then other part of the body, the sensation will become stronger. This is the purpose why you should keep on moving, so that certain part, the element will not become so strong that you cannot handle well. Just keep on moving, then then the sensation, the strong sensation on the face will become less.
The question is, this person is practicing anapanasati.
Oh, she practiced anapanasati, a lot of sensations.
Yes.
That's why I offer you four elements. When there's so much sensation on the face, you want to focus on one, this subtle breath is struggling. Because sensation is more obvious than this breath. And also a lot of tension. How can you proceed? You will jam. You will get caught. You will, your meditation will get stuck. So at this moment, forget anapanasati. Try four elements. I also experienced the same suffering like you. Last time when I first learned anapanasati, I have been practicing years but no progress. And a lot of sensation, tension here, hardness here, nose also become hard, like hard already. Cannot feel the breath. How to proceed? If I proceed, then I bang the wall. No, you have to let go already at this moment. So let go the anapana. Change another method. And if you want to change another method, you must know another method in order to be able to change. Therefore, it is advisable to learn different methods, but you stick to one. You stick to one basic one. For example, four elements is your basic, or anapana is your basic. So when you practice anapana, sometimes get stuck. Get stuck already, you got to let go first. Put down anapanasati, try metta. Make the mind happy first. Then you go back to anapanasati, then all the obstacle gone already. So it's important and essential through my experience, almost 30 years experience to share with you. You must learn at least two methods. One method cannot. But if your parami is very good, okay, anapana, one street go to arahantship, congratulations. But if you cannot, you must have another method to rely on, to fall back. Therefore, you must at least know two methods.
Question one. Does metta meditation considered as one of the methods of practicing four foundations of mindfulness?
Metta meditation.
Yes.
If you read four foundations of mindfulness, metta is not included, but it is included in 40 concentration subject, 40 kamatana, in Visuddhimagga, or even in the text, Buddha always mentions this metta meditation. So it's also one type of meditation, but according to text, it's not included in four foundations of mindfulness. But if you practice metta, you are practicing meditation too. It makes your mind happy, malleable, wieldy. Then after that, you can shift to vipassana.
For the practice of kaya nupassana satipatthana through observing the four elements, can I randomly switch my object according to which one of them become more significant?
Once more.
For the practice of kaya nupassana satipatthana through observing the four elements, can I randomly switch my object according to which one of them become more significant?
Okay. If you are the advanced, yes, you can. If you have already thoroughly understand the four elements, yes, you can. But you are very new, very beginning, you don't even understand four elements thoroughly, completely, and you want to shift like that, it's a bit too fast. Later on, we will only see the body, which element is clearer, then you just pay attention on that element. This latter part, not the initial part. So if you think you can handle element well, then you can do what you say just now. But if you think you cannot handle it well, then you follow the sequence. What you mentioned just now is a later part only, not the initial part.
Finally, it's hard for me to concentrate seeing one element at a time, in part by part of my body. Halfway through some part of my body, the mind will wander elsewhere. Is there any method to concentrate, similar like counting breath?
First, you must understand, to fully keep the mind in the body is not possible until you have developed very strong concentration. So halfway, scan, mind wander off. That is very natural. Everybody experience the same, not you only. So you must accept first. Mind wander at will. It's not easy to control the mind. So when you scan halfway, the mind wander off. It is not a hindrance when the mind wander off. It is the hindrance when the mind wander off, you do not know. If you do not know the mind wander off, only 10 minutes only you know, it become a hindrance. But when the mind wander off, the moment you know it, then come back, then it will not become hindrance for you. So accept the mind wander off, then come back again. Then scan up to the feet before turn to the head, you wander off again. Never mind, know it, then come back. So the only way to deal with it is using your mindfulness. Or you feel that still cannot, then scan a little bit fast. Can solve the problem. If you scan too slow, the mind get boring. So it tends to wander off. Because the mind cannot stay in things which you feel boring. So in order to overcome this one, scan faster. Scan faster to overcome the mind, the wandering mind. But if you scan too fast, no element become clear because too fast. Then slow down a little bit. So you must know how to become skillful. There are many ways to tackle different problems. Once the element become very clear, then sometimes the discerning mind become automatic. Scan automatic, go one round, second round, then automatic very fast. Then the time you feel very smooth. The body also feel very energized.
Can I see or search all the elements at one part of the body instead of seeing one element before move on to another part?
This advanced practice, yes. You can. This advanced practice. Four elements are always together. So if you at one part, you can see four elements together is the best. But before you see four together, we encourage you to go one by one first, step by step. Once you understand well what is earth element, water element, wind element, fire element, and so on, you understand well already, then when you go to many rounds, then you go one round again, you see, these four almost occur together. That is very good. Very good state. Then you understand the whole body is four elements only. But you purposely go and search, like hit hair, purposely search, then gradually you get tired. Let it appear automatically is more easy, rather than you purposely go and search the element. When you purposely go and search element, the I, ego, will be very clear. Later on you will understand. But it appears automatically, then your listening mind just know it, then it becomes very smooth. Okay, so for advanced meditator, you can, when you listen, your listening mind will understand, this part, three elements are clearer, this part, two elements are clearer, not only one element. Then later on, you see, every part only add four elements together. This is the best. Okay, that's all. Okay.